Welcome to the Yerba Power Podcast, where we share the power of yerba mate with the world. I'm your host, Devin. Today, I have an episode for those that are wondering how to get started in yerba mate. And so what I'm going to do in this episode is teach you about starter kits. What I mean by that is essentially kind of the equipment that you would need to get started enjoying yerba mate the traditional way. Because if you want to just enjoy yerba mate, you don't need a gourd or even a bombilla. You just need yerba and hot water. And I say that because you can make what is called mate cocido, which is basically brewing the yerba mate like tea in a French press or in a teapot or just literally on the stove. You can literally just boil it and put it, strain it through. In a tea kettle or anything like that. So no need to overcomplicate it. And that might be something for those that are traditional, you know, it's still the yerba mate, it's still the essence. It's better that way from the plant than from a processed other way. So with that being said, a couple things. Though if you want to do a traditional way, meaning with a gourd, a bombilla, so I'm just going to talk about that. And a couple companies that I've worked with here in the U.S. And some recommendations. So going first, I want to give a shout out to Yerba Crew because they have a starter kit. They're also a sponsor of the Yerba Power podcast, someone I believe in. They sponsored this episode. And so I want to honor them by talking about them first. I will mention some other companies here. So, and I'm not going to recommend anything that I don't use. So just full disclosure there. So this is their, I would recommend, you know, as a starter kit kind of mate. This is the Black Condor one. There's a new one that's in white that's just like this. Has this top on it. So this just comes off. It's just a, you know, kind of a plastic lid to, you know, just to keep a lid on it, right? The cool thing about this one and even another one from Abrazo or any other of these kind of stainless steel ones is not only I recommend stainless steel because it's usually more affordable, easier to clean, and you know, if you drop it or anything, no problem. It lasts forever, keeps the temperature, lots of great things. But the cool thing about this one and others like this is that basically this doubles as a, you know, a coffee cup or wine tumbler or just cold water or whatever you want to put in here. It doesn't have to be just yerba mate because, you know, it has a lid, you can just carry around and drink it. So I think that's another cool selling point for these kind of mates. This one, I believe, is 8 ounces. So nothing that really matters or anything, but because it's just however much yerba you want to put in it. Obviously, you're going to put more than, you know, that much. You got to put at least probably about half to really enjoy it, because otherwise it's going to be, you know, just a quick sip, basically. And, you know, it won't be much to it. My wife makes a joke in Spanish, but basically says, you know, it's shorter than the kick of a pig, you know, like a little kick. His legs are so short. It sounds better in Spanish anyways. So this one comes, and most of these starter kits, quote-unquote starter kits, come with, you know, a bombilla, which is the straw that has the filter right here. And nowadays, people always include these pipe cleaners, which is for cleaning the bombilla. You just stick it inside there and it gets out the yerba residue, which actually that was, I cleaned out some just now when I just did that. So if you're listening to this podcast episode, I've got this on video right now. You can see it's actually a little dirty there actually. So that's just as far as the starter kit goes. You know, it's usually a stainless steel I would recommend first. Also, you know, glass or ceramic. So with that being said, you know, Yerba Crew also has this beautiful ceramic, handmade ceramic one. Iguazu Blue is the name on this one. A little stamp there. I just like this one just for the color and just the, I don't know, the feeling of it. Practicality, I'll be honest, like it's a little clunky, and I'm also a little hesitant to just take it anywhere because I'm afraid I might drop it, but it's, you know, it's sturdy, so it's not like it's, you know, gonna just drop from, you know, setting it down. It's if I'm holding it and, you know, walking outside on the street or something, drop it. But it has a little mate poncho kind of thing, so it's like a little, its own little sweater for it, which is kind of cute, and also doubles to, you know, keep it warm, and then also kind of as a coaster sort of thing. Abrazo, which they are a company in the US as well, that I've had on the podcast. And this one is much bigger, as far as the size of it. Also comes with the lid. It's, you know, it's got some cool colors and saying, I like this one, plant powered. But this, I don't know how big this is, but definitely more than 8 ounces, probably close to six. No, I wouldn't say 16, but 12 something, probably. So it is much bigger, which, so whatever you want to use it for, as far as a glass, works much better. You know, as far as yerba, it is a little impractical in the sense of it's being very big, but same purpose. It's a good quality built. It's stainless steel. It's not going to go anywhere. Not going to have problems with it. In fact, I've actually dropped my Yerba Crew one before, and it's just fine. Nothing wrong with it. Just got a little nick on it. Those are like the two identical kind of stainless steel ones. I have one from Bali Batav, which you can see there on the bottom right there. This is one I just got off of Amazon, I believe, because they're all over Amazon. I like this one because it's light, it's easy to hold, and it was just really cheap, to be honest. It's stainless steel on the inside. I've tried to reach out to Bali Batav. If you're listening or someone you know about them is listening, let me know. I've tried to reach out to them to get kind of comments about them. I'm just hesitant to kind of promote this one because I don't really know much of anything other than it's available on Amazon for much cheaper than some of the other ones. So I will say that. And by the way, when I'm talking about this, I'll try to put all the links down in the show notes for you guys to try to find some of these things. So we got Yerba Crew in the US in New Jersey, Abrazo, which is kind of based out of New York, and Calmate, which is based out of Miami is or Florida, I think Miami, yeah. But this one is a little bit unique, also stainless steel. It's just the shape of this one more ergonomic, I guess, and you know, different designs, got kind of this wood pattern. They have a lot of other colors as well. And same thing, you know, comes with a bombilla and you know, a filter. So those are, you know, three or four of the companies, I guess, that I have used and would recommend as far as a starter kit. So I do know with Abrazo, they have different herbal kind of blends that come in these really nice tin cans. Yerba Crew, I recommend in a park or La Merced. Or those are my two favorites anyways. I mean, what they've had also is Playerito and Cruz de Malta, which are two, you know, dare I say, newbie kind of yerbas because they're kind of infamous for being a little bit lighter and smoother. So nothing against that, but I prefer the flavor of La Merced and in a park as far as comes with the yerba with it. So they have a whole kit for that. Same with Abrazo, they have their own yerba. And then Calmate has its own yerba as well, which is a very beginner-friendly yerba, I would say, as well. Nice, smooth flavor. So all those are three really good companies that I would recommend as far as a starter kit. You can base it off your own personal preference or whatever you think as far as size or shape of the mates. So I'll show these three kind of by comparison here. I can hold all three at the same time as far as size and color. I don't know if that. And then I dropped it on the keyboard. But these two, the Calmate and Yerba Crew, play about the same size. And then see the Abrazo compared to the Yerba Crew. And so, anyways, those are just my three thoughts on that. Hope that was helpful. Once again, if you have questions, please message me on Instagram or SpeakPipe, which I'll put that in link below where you can send me a voice message and I'll feature in the next episode. Thank you for listening.